Okay, so let's recap. We are on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We saw the Mishnah. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said that I heard that Tmuras Pesach is Kreva, and there's a case of Tmuras Pesach which is Eina Kreva, and I don't recall which one is which. When do we say that it's Kreva? When do we say that it's not Kreva? Rabbi Kiva said, I'll explain. If it was a Pesach Shnim Sekodim Shchita, HaPesach Yira Ad Shiyistoye, V'yamach V'yavi B'dam of Shlamim, V'chem Tmurase. Whereas, if the Pesach was found, Achash Chitz HaPesach, Karev Shlamim V'chem Tmurase. So we said that everything depends on whether or not there was a formal rejection or not. Meaning to say, that if you have a situation where you have a Pesach, you are Mafresh it, you lost it, and then you're Mafresh Pesach number two. And if you find Pesach number one before you shecht Pesach number two, and you still go ahead and you shecht Pesach number two, so you have properly overlooked Pesach number one, you've rejected Pesach number one, so then it's not going to be brought as a shlamim, and neither will its tmura be brought as a shlamim. Whereas, if the case is that you didn't find Pesach number one until after you shechted Pesach number two, so you never overlooked Pesach number one, you never rejected Pesach number one, so then Pesach number one can be brought as a shlamim, and so too its tzmura can also be brought as a shlamim. That is the way Rabbi Akiva explained the statement of Rabbi Yeshua. And we saw the first line of the Gemara. We'll just repeat it. V'lema Pesach Karev, Pesach Eino Karev. Why do we need to go one additional stage and discuss the Tzmura? Surely everything depends on the Pesach. Can Pesach number one be brought as a Shlamim? Or does Pesach number one need to be Yirad Yistoyev? Why do we need to go another stage, another step, and speak about the Tzmura? And that the Gemara said that Hakamashman the Ika Tmura is Pesach the Karva, meaning you might have thought that to the extent that it's a Tmura, there's never really a rejection clappy it, because it was never really vying for the position to be brought and offered as the Pesach. It was just the Tmura of a Pesach. So you might have thought that it never received a formal rejection, and to the extent that it never received a formal rejection, it can always be brought as a shlamim, kamash malam, that it's no better than where it's coming from. It's coming to replace a Pesach, so let's assess and see if that Pesach was rejected. If the Pesach was rejected, then the Tzmura is also going to be rejected, irrespective of the fact that the Tzmura was never really vying for the position. We are three lines down in the Gemara. Yeah? It's the Itmar. Rabba Omar Koidim Shchita Ola Acha Shchita Shaninu. Rabba says that when the Mishnah speaks about, when Rabbi Kiva came to explain the din of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, if the Pesach is found before the Shchita, then Yirad Shistoyev, because it was rejected. If it was found after the Shchita, then it could be brought as a shlamim, says Rabbah, it's dafka. Meaning, learn the Mishnah, chute kimashmo. Rabbah amar koidim shchita ula acha shchita shaninu. That is exactly what it means. Koidim shchita ula acha shchita shaninu. Whereas Rabbi Zeira amar koidim chatzois ula acha chatzois shaninu. So let's understand what Rabbi Zeira is saying. Rabbi Zeira is saying a very interesting thing. Let's speak it out. According to Rabba, Mishnah is very good, exactly the way we explained. I had Pesach number one, I was Mafresh, I lost it. I'm Mafresh Pesach number two. If I find Pesach number one before I formally shechted Pesach number two, so Pesach number one was there at the time, it was vying for a position, and I overlook Pesach number one, and I reject Pesach number one, now I'm not able to bring it as a shlamim. But let's say when the clock strikes Chatzos, which we know midyaraisa from the time of Chatzos, you're allowed to be makriv the Pesach. Let's say I still hadn't found Pesach number one. So, you know, let's say 12 noon is Chatzos, I still haven't found Pesach number one. And then, I'm only going to shech the Pesach at, let's say, 2 p.m., let's say. 8 hours, is the 8.5 hours into the day. 2 p.m., 2:33, whenever it is. At 12 noon, it's lost, and I find it at 1:30. And I have yet to be makriv the Korban Pesach. I have yet to be makriv Pesach number two. Do we say the very fact that at the time when it was roy to be makriv, it was not there, there's any significance? Or do we only look at the Shechita? Rabbi says we only look at the Shechita. If the Pesach was found at the time of the Shechita, then it's rejected. If the Pesach was not found at the time of the Shechita, it's not rejected. Chatzos is neither here nor there. The fact that it is a significant point in Halacha, which states that from Chatzos onwards you could shecht it, it's all very nice, but that's a theoretical din. We look at the practicalities. Pesach number one was there at the time of the Shechita and overlooked. It's a reject. You can't bring it as a Shlomim Yirad Yistayev. Comes along Reb Zeir and says, no. We're actually going to focus on the halachic point of Chatzos. Take a look at Rashi over here. Third Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi says, Kodem Chatzos Shaninu, meaning Shas Chatzos Hi HaKevasi BePesach. That is going to be significant. Meaning, Im Nimtze Kodem Chatzos, if Pesach number one was found prior to Chatzos, so then Kevasi Chatzos. Chatzos creates some type of a kfiyas. Sharei nira, it was roy. The chiloy akrevei dachye. And if it wasn't hukrav, and then that's considered to be a dchion. Avol nimtza acha chatzos, this is really the line to focus on. If Pesach number one was found after chatzos, afilu nimtza koidim shchita, ein kan kfiyas volei dichoy. So this line is really the line we want to focus on. This is the point. If I find Pesach number one after Chatzos, I find it at 1:30 p.m. I haven't yet shechted Pesach number two. It's not considered that I'm rejecting and overlooking Pesach number one. Why? Because it's already after Chatzos, and I had already lost Pesach number one at the time when it was possible to shecht the Pesach. Pesach number one had yet to be discovered. Therefore, it was not overlooked as such. It was not rejected as such because it wasn't benimtza. It wasn't found. So therefore, even though I find it before the Shechita and I choose to shecht Pesach number two, you might have thought, oh, you're rejecting Pesach number one. You're overlooking Pesach number one. And therefore, don't bring it as a shlamim anymore. It's gone. It's fafalim. It's lost. No, says Reb Zeira. The only thing I look at is Chatzos. If it was found before Chatzos, then you're right, it's rejected. But if it's found after Chatzos, it's no longer rejected, and it can be brought as a shlamim.
So Kilo Maisa doesn't show us that you rejected it?
Correct. We're not looking at the Maisa as such. We're looking at the point in the day of Chatzos, which is that's the make-it-or-break-it cutoff point. If it was found after Chatzos, it's no longer rejected, even though practically you did overlook it. But it's not considered to be rejected. It's Fragdi Gemara on Reb Zeira. Ula Rebbe Zeira ha koidim haktani koidim shchitas haPesach. Ibel Amais, it says that it was, the Mishnah speaks about, if it was found before the shchitas of the Pesach or after the shchitas haPesach and so on. Says the Gemara, Eima koidim zman shchitas haPesach. We'll have to be nidchak, we'll have to add in and say, it means before the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach. And so the Gemara, this is actually Kitanoia, Pesach Shnimtza Kedem Shechita. If you find the Pesach before the Shechita, so it was around at the time of the Shechita, and you looked over, you overlooked Pesach number one, you rejected it, and you shechted number two, what do you do with number one? You let it graze. Whereas La'ach HaShechita, if it's found post-Shechita, wasn't rejected, then it's Yikrav HaShlomim. That is the Tanakama. That's like Rabbah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Koidim Chatzos, Yireh, La'ach HaChatzos, Yikrav. If it was found before Chatzos, so it was around at the halachic point, the cutoff point, and it was overlooked, then it's rejected, then it's Yireh. l'achatzoris, even though the shechita didn't take place yet, then it can be brought as a shlamim. So far, we've basically stated one simple din. The din is that when you have a Pesach which was lost and found, Pesach number one was lost and found, and now we want to assess, can Pesach number one be brought as a shlamim or not? Or does it have to go and graze in the field, wait until it gets a mum and be sold? Can it be brought in a shlamim? There's one point to consider. Was there a formal or a halachic rejection? Was this somehow pushed aside? Was it nidche? If it was pushed aside, if it was rejected, if it was overlooked, it can't be brought as a shlamim. According to Rabbah, it means literally, it was there at the time of the shechita, and you chose to shech Pesach number two, and therefore Pesach number one is out. whereas, according to Rabbah, if you find the Pesach, if the Pesach was lost at Chatzos, it was lost at Chatzos, it's not, Chatzos is neither here nor there. It's not a cutoff point. Everything, we only consider the time of Shechita. Comes along Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says, if Pesach number one was still lost at the time of Chatzos, even if it was found before the Shechita, and you chose to go with Pesach number two, that's not considered to be a rejection. Because Chatzos is already the cutoff point, it's already too late. That is the machlokes between Rabbah and Reb Zeira.
Why can't I say, even though Pesach was rejected, but it can still say Shlomim?
No, so what?
As a Pesach. So I can't use the Pesach.
No, so the question is, why can't you still be makabit as a Shlomim, even if it was rejected? That is the din. That is what Rabbi Yeshua says. I've heard that both a Pesach and its Tzmura sometimes can be brought as a Shlomim, and sometimes it cannot. And Rabbi Giva says it depends on whether there was a Dchiyah. If it was pushed aside, if it was pushed off, that's when you were taught that it can no longer be brought as a shlamim. Once a carbon is nidcha, we know dchiya is often a siba to be madcha, to reject the carbon being hukrav, that's what it's dependent on. I'm sorry? Well, they're both kachim kalim, so it's a similar level. They're both kachim kalim. I don't know if there's really any major difference. Okay, so we said if Pesach number one was found after you shechted Pesach number two, then you bring it a shlamim. So once again, we're going to get into this point of rejection, and specifically looking at what stage were you maimer. At what stage did you make the tzmura? So, Amar Rabba is the Girsa of the Bach. Amar Rabba, Loishanu, when Rashi says Loishanu means the tzmura, karva, meaning that you're able to be makrevit, in other words, we're going on the seifa of the Mishnah, meaning, Acha Shchitas HaPesach, if Pesach 1 was found after you shechted Pesach 2, then it can be brought as a shlamim, and so too its temura can be brought as a shlamim. On that, on the seifa, Marabba leishanu ella shenimtza acha shchita vehemer boy acha shchita. Both the shchita and the temura took place after the shchita. Avol nimtza koidim shchita. But if, let's say, you found the Pesach before the shchita, vehemer boy acha shchita, even if you were meimer in the Temura post Shchitas Pesach 2, Temura say mikach kedusha dechuya ka'asa v'lei karva. So let's explain. Rab is saying, the Sefer of the Mishnah says that if you find Pesach number 1 after you shecht Pesach number 2, Pesach number 1 can be brought as a shlamim, and its Temura can be brought as a shlamim, as we said. There was no formal rejection. You didn't overlook number one. You simply didn't have it around. It wasn't around. You shechted Pesach number two at 4 p.m. Then you find Pesach number one. It's not a reject. It can be brought as a shlamim, and its tmura can be brought as a shlamim. Says Rabbah, that's only if nimta ha-shechita and you made it a tmura after the shechita. Both things took place. But if it was found before the shechita, even though you made it a tzmura after the shechita, Never, and you might have thought, look, I only made the tmura of number one into a tmura after you shechted number two. So maybe there's no formal rejection. I don't look at the tmura of Pesach number one as if it couldn't be a shlamim, insofar as I only made it a tmura post the shechita. Says the Gemara, doesn't make a difference. The tmura always takes on the din of the thing it's coming to replace. So in other words, and this is the point which Rav is making. Nimtza koidim shechita. If I find Pesach number one before I shech Pesach number two, and remember we said, that stage, if you find Pesach number one, you're overlooking Pesach number one, you're rejecting Pesach number one, and you're going to shech Pesach number two. So you've rejected Pesach number one. Pesach number one now is no longer roy to be a shlomim. So it doesn't make a difference when you make the tamura. If you make the tamura tomorrow at that stage, or if you wait until you shech Pesach number two, doesn't make a difference. The tamura gets the koyach of whatever it's coming to replace. Being that it's coming to replace Pesach number one, and Pesach number one is a rejected carbon, which may not be brought as a shlomim anymore, so the tamura also has that same halachic status as the thing it's coming to replace. So that's what Rabbi says, one more time. Amar Rabbi. The only time that we say that the tamura can be brought as a shlamim is only it's only if Pesach number one was found post shchita. But if Pesach number one was found before the shchita, even though you only made it into a tamura post shchita or Pesach number two, doesn't make a difference. The tamura is gone. Tamura say mikher kedusha dechuya ka'asa. The tamura is coming through the strength of a pushed aside kedusha, and in which case v'loy karva. That is what Rava says. Ezvi avaya. One second, we have a couple of extra words in the parsha of Shlamim. It says im kesev. Mount Talmud Leiman. Rashi explains that these words are extra. Mount Talmud Leimar im kesev l'rabbis. Tumuras Pesach achra Pesach shekar b'shlamim. So it's coming to teach us this basic din that there is a concept that if you have a tumura of a Pesach after Pesach, it can be brought as a shlamim. Okay, that's similar to the din of the Mishnah. So what's the case? Hey chidami, that we need the pasuk to tell me that a tumura is Pesach achra Pesach is brought as a shlamim. If Pesach number one was found after the Shechita of Pesach two, and you also made it a Tzmura after the Shechita of Pesach number two, so there was no rejection whatsoever on Pesach number one. It wasn't overlooked, it wasn't rejected, it wasn't cast aside, it simply was lost the whole time until you shechted Pesach number one. So if that is the case, isn't that obvious? Lama li kra. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that the Pesach is brought as a shlamim and the tamura is brought as a shlamim? Says Rashi, four lines down, the white lines. Lama li kra. Hamoisar ha-pesachu. It's a regular case of moisar pesach. The nafkalon mi vizavachta pesach. The moisar pesach acha chatzoyis karif shlamim. And so on. So if it's just coming to tell me a simple case where Pesach number one was found after the Shechita of Pesach number two, and that's when you made it Tamura, Lamalikra, Elalav, surely it's coming to teach me a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Shenimtza Kodim Shechita, that you found Pesach number one before you shechted Pesach number two, which means, how would we view Pesach number one? You were overlooked. You were cast aside. You were rejected. But nevertheless, what happened there? But the tzmura was done achar shchita. The tzmura was done after the shchita of Pesach number two. And still we say that it's able to be brought as a shlamim. which is a kash and you rabba. So you rabba wanted to say that the only time that the tzmura can be brought to the shlamim is if what happened, there was a total rejection. You found Pesach number one before the Pesach number two was shechted, and you made a tzmura, so there was a total and utter rejection, then and only then we would say that it's cast aside. But if it was found after the shechita, and the tzmura took place after the shechita, then we say it can be brought as a shlamim. But if it was found before, rejected, and the tzmura was done afterwards, we still say that it's coming from the original kedushin. It cannot be brought as a shlamim. You see from here, not like that. You see, it can still be brought as a shlamim. Kashan Rabba says the Gemara light. La Olam, I'll tell you, it's referring to the simple case. What is the case that we say that the Tumuras Pesach can be brought as a shlamim? La Olam Mishenimza Acha Shchita Ve'imer by Acha Shchita. Everything took place post Shchita. You found Pesach number one after you shechted Pesach number two, and you made a Tumura on Pesach number one. We don't need a pasuk to teach me that. You're right. V'kra Asmachta Ba'almo. And Hanami, the pasuk is not really teaching me that, it's an asmachta. Ela kra lemai asa. So what, in fact, is the pasuk coming to teach? Kra lemai asa. Lichaditanya, like we learn in the following brisa. It says, kesev lerabbis es apesach la'alyo. And the fact that it says the extra word kesev, it's coming to teach me that the alyo, the tail of the Pesach, you are makdir on the Mizbeach. Kishu oimer im kesev, the extra word im, is l'rabbis Pesach sh'ovra shnosoi, it's over a year old, v'shlamim havoyin machmas Pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlamim, that it's got all the dinim of shlamim, meaning sh'ton smicha, v'nesachim, v'tnufis chaz v'sheik. So that's what these extra words im kesef are coming to do. Number one, to tell me that you're makter the alya on the mizbeach, and number two, to tell me various cases of a pesach which is avrash nasei or a shlamim which is boy machmas a pesach, that it's got all of the dinim of a regular shlamim, smicha, nesachim, and tnufas chaz v'sheik. Now ukishu oimer the im eis, pasuk continues and says the im eis. Hifzik einyan, it's coming to make a hefzik. Limid ala eish, ein to una alya. You're not makter its alya on the mizbeach. Full stop. Bekitzer, what was, I'm sorry?
What's the chiddush? We never makter an alya on
eish. Well, Rashi says it's not pshat that it doesn't have an alya. It has an alya. It has an alya, but you're not makter. So by the kesev you are, and by the eish you are not. Even though, you know, it's telling us by this shlomim, yes. By this shlamim, you're not. Mikitza. The first version of Rabba was saying a simple idea, and that is the tmura always is assessed, and its status is assessed based on what it's coming to replace. So, if there was a rejection in the animal, so that the animal cannot be brought as a shlamim, so then the tzmura is going to have the exact same status as the thing which is coming to replace. Even though, klapi the tzmura, I only made the tzmura after Pesach number two was shechted. And therefore you might have thought, like the tzmura really, it's like not getting involved in the rejection argument. Who's going to win between one and two? You weren't namer anything at that stage. So you might have thought that to the extent that there was a deal and an amasamat in which one of the two is going to be rejected, and in fact we rejected number one, but and then you shechted number two, and then you make a tzmura for number one, you might have thought it's not really the tzmura of a rejection, because at the time when you made it a tzmura, it was long gone. It wasn't involved at the time. No. Says Rabba, the tzmura always takes on the din of the animal which it's coming to replace, being that the animal it's coming to replace was formally rejected, was disqualified from being brought as a shlamim, so to the tzmura it doesn't have any greater strength. That is version number one of Rabba. Ika de masni la areisha. There are those who learn Rabba on the reisha. Now, what was the reisha of Rabbi Akiva? If the Pesach is found before the Shechita, and it was rejected, then we say Yirad Shiyastayev. So, Yigad Masla Reisha, Pesach Shem Sekedim Shechita, Zna Pesach Yirad Shiyastayev, Yimach Aviyavi B'dam of Shlamim, Mechint Morasai, i.e., the case of rejection. Pesach number one was found before the Shechita, Pesach number two. So we say, number one is rejected, its Tmur is rejected. On that, Amar Rabba is the Girsa Leishanu Ella Shenimtza Kodim Shechita Ve'Hemer by Kodim Shechita. It's only once again if it was found before, and the Tmura took place before, both things needed to happen. In other words, in order for the Tmura to take on the din of the thing it's coming to replace, it had to have been made a Tmura before the formal rejection set in. When did the rejection set in? At the time of Shechita. There was Pesach number one, which was found. Pesach number two was there. And I make a Tzmura in Pesach number one, and then I shecht Pesach number two, so that at the time when Pesach number one was formally rejected, there was already a Tzmura. You were there at the time of the rejection. You were there at the time of the rejection. So then you are also a full-fledged reject like Pesach number one. But says Rabbah, Vol Nimtza Kaidim Shechita. But if Pesach number one was found before Shechita number two, the Emir Boy Acha Shechita, and the Tzmura only took place post Shechita, Tzmura Sakrei V'Shlamim, I don't look at the Tzmura that it's a full-fledged reject anymore. Because it's the Chalos Shem Tzmura only took place post the Shechita. So my time, Ki Kava Shechita, made it the Chazale, made it the Lechazale Kava. If you look at Rashi, made it the Lechazi Shadayin Lehuktish. It wasn't yet Huktish yet to be anything. So we're not going to say that there's a Kvius in the Tzmura, that you are the Tzmura of a reject. No. At the time when you became a Tzmura, the whole Tzmura took place after the Shechita. You weren't in the world. You didn't have a Chalos Shem Tzmura of a reject when you became a Tzmura to say that it's Chal on you, a din that you are pushed aside. So says a Rabbah, again one more time, in version number two, we're coming to explain and qualify the Reisha. The Reisha says, when do I say the Pesach number one is pushed aside, Yirad Shiyastayev, if you found Pesach number one before the Shechit of number two, and it was rejected. Zokt Rabba, when do I say that not only is the Pesach considered to be a reject, but its Tzmura is a reject, if Pesach number one was found before Shechit of number two, and you made a Tzmura before you shechted number two. You made it a Tzmura even before the Shechita. Remember, when you shech number two, you're saying to number one, I don't want you. I'm overlooking you. I'm casting you aside. You're rejected. So then Rabbi says, if you made a tzmura of number one at the chalais zman of rejection, so then not only is Pesach number one rejected, the tzmura of number one is rejected. But if I only made it a tzmura after you shechted number two, so it didn't have in it the Chalos Shem rejection, so to speak. Didn't have. You're right. It was a Tzmura of a reject. That's exactly. So that is exactly the point. That is the difference between Rabba, the Lishna Kama of Rabba, and the Lishna Bas of Rabba. Mamish, what David is saying. According to the Lishna Kama of Rabba, we don't care. If you are a Tzmura of something, we don't look at you in a bubble. You are a Tzmura of a Pesach, which is a reject. You are no greater than what you're coming to replace. You're coming to replace a Pesach which has in it a din that you're nidche and you're a reject and you can't be bored as a shlamim. I'm very sorry. You're a tzmura of that. You have the same din and you're a jistev. Rabbi in the Lishna Basra says no. We look at the time. What was chal at the time of your Chalos Shem Tzmura. So, if at the time when you became a Tzmura, there wasn't a rejection as such in you because you already shechted Pesach number two. Pesach number one was a reject. Finished. That's done. Agah paskin. Finished. Now you go ahead and you make a tzmura. So if you make it a tzmura, once everything is kind of done and dusted and gepaskined, so then we don't give you the din of a reject. That is rabba number two. That's exactly it. So, yeah. Good. There's a musig that a tmura of a Pesach can be brought as a shlamim. Yochol af lifnei Pesach kein. I might think that even if you found Pesach number one before you shechted Pesach number two, I might think that the tumura of number one can be brought as a shlamim. Yachal af lifnei Pesach kein tamad lemer who? Who crave ein tumura se tumuras Pesach crave? There will be a case only where it is brought, but not its tumura or chidami. Ilei meshnim zakedim shchita veheimer by kedim shchita. If everything took place, it was found, and the tumura took place before the shchita, shchita. It's obvious. Of course, if it was rejected, if the Pesach number one was rejected, and you had already made the tmura of number one a tmura, obviously it's also going to be rejected, because at the time when the rejection was chal, it was already a tmura. Lamalikra. El alav, isn't it coming to teach me? And nevertheless, we see that there is a concept that it's not going to be brought. It's not going to be brought as a shlamim. Even though the tzmura took place afterwards, and you, Rabbah, in this Lishna Basra, are saying that if the tzmura took place only after the rejection was formally applied, and only then you made it a tzmura, you are able to bring it as a shlamim, and we see here, not like that, to Yuvta, to Rabbah, to Yuvta. So, Bekitza, we go like the Lishna Kam of Rabbah, which I think everyone intuitively hears. It's much easier to hear that, which means a tmura is no stronger than the thing it's coming to replace. And therefore, if you found Pesach number one before you shecht Pesach number two, and then you shecht number two, so it's chalin number one, a tchia, a rejection. So even if 5 hours later, 5 days later, I make a tmura for number one, it's a tmura of something which is nitcha. It's a tmura of something which is rejected, just like Pesach number one can no longer be used and brought as a shlamim, so to its tamura can also not be brought as a shlamim. That is what's coming out, like the Lishna Kama of Rabbah. Okay, next piece, Amar Shmuel, kol shebachatas mesa v'pesach koriv shlamim. Kol shebachatas roya v'pesach nami roya. Shmuel says two statements. The Havamin of statement number one is that we mentioned before that there are five cases. There are Chamisha Chatois Lemisa. Allah HaMashem Sinai, that there's five Chatois, which its din is that it's just left to die by itself without food. And the way to remember it, Rashi Tevis, is Vitimna. Vlad V'chatis, Vitzmura V'chatis, Mesu Baleha, Niskapru Baleha, or of Rashnasa. So in any one of those five cases, the din is halacha meshmi sinai, the chatas dies. We think, as Rashi speaks out, kol shebachatas meis, it's referring to all five of those chatas, which seems to be the pashtus, all five of those chatas, which all of them are meisa, then the din is the Pesach will be karev shlamim. That's what we think. And then there's another statement of Shmuel that kol shebachatas roya, the Pesach nami roya. If there's going to be a case where chatas will go out to graze until it gets a mum, and then it's sniffed and sold, and so on, so then the equivalent by Pesach will also be roya. So let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Amar Shmuel kol shebachatas mesa." We'll just read the next line. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eina Pesach Karav Shlamim Ella Shenimtza Achas Shchita. Pesach is only brought as a shlamim. You Shmuel say. Whenever a chatas is made, so the Pesach is brought as a shlamim. No, ein a Pesach karav shlamim, ela shenimtza ach ha-shchita, Aval kodim shchita light. And we're going to see later on in the sugya, we're not going to see this today, what Rabbi Yochanan means. We'll leave Rabbi Yochanan for now. Let's see Rashi. Amar Shmuel kol shevachatis. We'll just go straight to the Rashi. Kol shevachatis mesa. Chamesh chatois mesis halach mesh mesinai. The din is kunsim akipa. The hain mesis. What are these? Vlad chatis, tmuras chatis, chatis shemesu balea. Chatis shescarpa balea alidei acheres. Meaning this case is what we've been discussing. It's niskapru balea through a different animal. Meaning sh'av dezais. V'yachakach nimtzis. And then you find the other one. Or avrish nasa. V'nakit shmuel gabi pesach simana bey. V'amar kol shebachatis mesa. So it's not that the din Pesach is somehow like formally linked and the lumdus of Pesach is similar to the lumdus of Chatas, but it's a simon, it works out, says Shmuel, that in cases about which the Chatas is Mesa, in a parallel case, the Gabi Pesach, the din is, it would be Hukrav as a Shlamim. Because Alkadaitach, the Akula Mesas the Chatas, we think it's going on all five cases. All these five cases, if you'd find them by Pesach, the din is Karev Shlamim, the Hainu, Tzmuras Pesach, Pesach Shemesu Ba'alov, Vishakibru Ba'alov, Vishavar Eshnostik, Raven Shlamim, and so on. All these five cases. Fine. So, Fregbi Gemara, Maskiv La, Rav Yosef, Laklalo. Is this a klal that whenever we say that by Chatas it's Roya? So we're asking now on the second statement of Shmuel. Second statement of Shmuel is, if the Chatas is Roya, the Pesach is Roya. Rag the Gemara of Aklalu, is that true? Vari Chatas Sh'ovra Shnasa, Dilariya Azla. There is a case of Chatas, which if it's Ovra Shnasa, if it's over a year old, the din is, according to Reish Lakish, it's Yira Ad She Yistoyev. Now you might immediately ask and jump and say, but I thought we just said Chatash of Rishnasa is one of the five which die. So Rashi says, the Gemara in Temura asks that question on Reish Lakish, and we give a Yishuv. So we'll have to kind of take things at face value for now, that Reish Lakish is right, and there's a way to be Miyashiv Reish Lakish with the Mishnah. So Freg the Gemara Kasha from Reish Lakish, that Chatash of Rishnasa Delaria Azla, it goes out to graze, the Amrish Lakish. Chatash of Rishnasa, Royin Eisaki Elohi Emedes Bebesak Faris. If it gets over the age of a year, you look at it as if it is in the Besak Faris, which Rashi explains a Besak Faris is a place where a Kohen is not able to access, he's not able to go there, he can't shecht it. And therefore, in other words, it just has to graze. V'roya. So, chatash of Rishnasa, the din is, it's roya. The ilu be-pesach ki ay gavna. Kariv shlamim. But if you would have a Pesach which is more than a year old, that's what we've said, once it's of Rishnasa, it's over a year old, that would be a classical case of similar to like Moser Pesach, that it's going to be kariv shlamim. Like we quoted before, and that's why we'll bring this in now. Tatanya kesev l'rabes is a pesach la'alya. Like we said, that you're makter the alya on the mizbeach. The next line is what we want. Kishu oimer in kesev l'rabes is a pesach she'ovra shnasai. V'shlamem aboyim achmas pesach l'chol mitzvah shlamem shetun tzmich v'nesachim u'tnufus chaz v'sheik. What do we see? We see that when it comes to a Pesach, which is of Rosh Nasai, you makrav it as a shlamim. And you just told me, Reish Lakish, that a chatas of Rosh Nasai, it's Yira. So again, looking back at the statement of Shmuel, the second statement, kol shevachatas roya, the Pesach nami roya. So chatas of Rosh Nasai is roya, Pesach of Rosh Nasai is Hukrav Shlamim. So, this does not fit. So you see your klal is incorrect. So the Gemara falls off from what we said in the Havamina. We thought we were speaking about all cases. Amalei, some take out Amalei, and they just say, Kika Amar Shmuel Bavudin. Shmuel was only speaking about a case of one which was lost. Bedchuyin loy omar. He wasn't speaking about one, which was nidcha. Let's see Rashi in the first middle-sized line. Achigasinim ki ka'ama Shmuel ba'avudin betchuyin loyomar u'ba'avudin mimishkachas lo. Says Rashi, ki ka'ama Shmuel kol shebachatis mesa. That initial statement, lav akulu koi, wasn't going on all the five chatois. Ela akibru ba'la l'chuda. It's given the case where the Bailim received the kapara. How did that happen? What was the history? Shehi al yidei ibud. Va'meisu ba'la l'koi. It's not going on the case of meisu ba'la. Delei mishkachas be'roya. Ela akibru ba'la l'chud. The only case where you could find a case of a roya will be in the case of kipru bala lechut kamishkachas le roya kidla kamon, like we all see. The gavi pesach nami a kipru bala of koi, and by pesach also it's referring to this case of niskapru bailov. The klalu the whole pesach shekipru bailov ba'acha. So this is the klal of Shmuel. Any pesach. Shekipru bailov ba'achad. The bailim receive a kapara through another one. So we say, roya im kiyotze b'chatas roya. So the pesach will be roya if by the chatas it's roya. The kariv shlamim, shlamim im kiyotze b'chatas mesa. And it's brought as a shlamim if by a chatas it would be mesa. So he's only speaking in one case, one more time. Kol pesach shekipru bailov ba'achad. The din is Rayim Kitzim Chatas Raya, Karim Shlamim Kitzim Chatas Mesa, Avalim Chatas Dechuya. But if it's a case where it was pushed off, it was pushed aside, Kegurin Avrish Nasa, Shemed is Befanenu, Varei Dechuya, Mehikriv, Vayomar. He was not speaking about the case of Avrish Nasa, he was only speaking about the case of Avra. Avra is the case where Shmuel mentioned this klal. Kol shebchatas mesa b'pesach kar shlomim, meaning kol chatas which the Bailam received the kapara through the circumstances where the first chatas was lost and they were mafresh another chatas. So if about that case of chatas we would say it's mesa, about Pesach we would say it's karif shlomim, and if about the chatas we would say roya, about the Pesach, we would also say Raya. So, speaking about one out of five cases. So again, Kikam Shmuel, Ba'avudin, B'tuchuyin Le'omar. Frag the Gemara Va'avud Mi Mishkachas La. So, okay, so what is this case of Avud, which you want to say that if by the Chatas it's Mesa, the Pesach is brought a Shlamim, and if by the Chatas it's Raya, the Pesach is Raya. What is this case of Avud? Va'avud Mi Mishkachas La. Vare avuda b'shas hafrasha. We know there is a case of a chatas which was lost. Then you go ahead and you mafresh a second chatas to make a kapara. And the first chatas was still avud b'shas hafrasha. So vare avuda b'shas hafrasha. By the case of chatas which is still avud b'shas hafrasha. L'rabbanan l'ri'iyah azla, and the shita of the rabbanan is that such a chatas is yira adjiyastoyev, and if so, according to Shmuel's klal, that Shmuel said, again, we're saying now, Shmuel is only speaking about the case of niskapru ba'aleha, about which, if the chatas in that case of niskapru ba'aleha, because chatas number one was lost, they were mafresh a second chatas, if the chatas would be mesa, the pesach would be brought as a shlamim. If the chatas is roya, the pesach is also roya. So I'll show you from the case of avud b'shas hafrasha, which the rabbanan say it's l'riya azla, in which case by pesach we should also say it should be roya, and we're going to show that it's not roya. So you're telling me you're limiting Shmuel from five cases of chatas to one case. But even in the one case of Chatash Niskapru, i.e. that it was Avuda, the Rabbanan say that it's Raya, in which case the Pesach should also be Raya. And we're going to see that doesn't apply. What's the case? This man, Hifish Chatasayiv Avda. person, let's say, was Mechal Shabbos, Meshegeg, was Mafrish a Chatas. V'ovda. V'hifrish acheris tachteha. Sees Mafrish a second Chatas in its place. V'nim says a Rishayna. And you find Chatas number one. V'arishteyen oimdeis. They're both in front of us. The din is Achas Mehen Tikrov Vishniya Thomas Divri Rebbe. The Chachamim Meimrim Ein Chatas Mesa Ela Shenimtzis Lachash Niskapro Bailub. No, the only time the Chatas is Mesa is if it's found, if it was found post Kapara. Ha Koidim Shniskapro Bailub Roya. But if it's found before the Kapara, so then it's going to be Roya. So again, just to focus on the actual din. The point is, it's a case of avuda b'shas hafrasha. Again, your mafresh chatas number one, you lost it. Your mafresh chatas number two, and you find chatas number one. The din is, according to the Rabbanan, that it's roya. Now, according to you, Shmuel, we should say that the Pesach should also be roya. Ve'ilu Pesach hechad avad v'nimtza acha chatzois, koidim shchita kariv shlamim. Aye, but in a similar parallel case of Pesach, if it's found post Chatzos, but the point is it was found before the Shechita. The din is it's Kariv Shlomim, meaning we are assuming now that Shmuel holds like Rebbe Zeira that we saw at the beginning of the Sugya today, and Rebbe Zeira said that Chatzos is the cutoff point. Chatzos is the make it or break it. If it was nimtza acha chatzois, so then it wasn't rejected. If it wasn't rejected, so we've said rejection is the point. If it wasn't rejected, and the reason why it wasn't rejected because it was found after chatzois, but nimtza acha chatzois kedem shchita, the din is kariv shlamim. So what is the kasha? One more time. Shmuel said a statement. Kol shbachat is meis b'pesach kariv shlamim. We're speaking about one case, the case of Niskapru Balao the Acher, Viazoy. It was a case of Avuda. Chatas was lost, your mouth is another Chatas. So if by Chatas we say it's Mesa, an analogous case of Pesach is Karev Shlomim. If by Chatas we would say Roya, by Pesach we would also say Roya. Freg de Gemara Kasha, that the Shittas Rabbanan is. If you find Chatas number one is Roya, in which case you should say the Pesach is Roya. And by Pesach, we don't say that. We say that if it was lost, and it was only discovered after Chatzos, you're allowed to be Makriv as a Shlomim. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. Says the Gemara Shmuel, Kerebi Svirelei. Don't ask me a kasha from the Rabbanan Shita. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, the Amar Avuda Lamisa. And if Avuda is Lamisa Azla, in which case the Pesach can be brought as a Shlomim. Because that was Shmuel's din. Kol Shvachat is Mesa, the Pesach Karev Shlomim. So Rebbe Shita is that even though you find Chatas number one, nevertheless, if you makriv Chatas number two, Chatas number one is Lamisa. So Freg the Gemara, so. Freg the Gemara Vaha Kol Avuda L'Rebbe Mesa, but don't we always say according to Rebbe that it's Lamisa Azla? Rebbe always says it's Lamisa Azla. Sometimes the Rabbanan say that it's Yirat Shistoyev. So if you're telling me that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, but Shmuel seems to say two statements: if the Chatas is Mesa, then by Pesach it's X; if the Chatas is Roya, by Pesach it's Y. But isn't Shita's Rebbe that it's always Mesa? Whenever you have these issues and problems, so Rashi says that there's always going to be, according to Rebbe, we always say the Chatas is Mesa. So how will we have this statement of Shmuel, want Shmuel to go like Rebbe? Shmuel says the statement, if the Chatas is Mesa, the din is Azoy. If the Chatas is Roya, the din is Azoy. According to Rebbe, it's always Mesa. So, frag the Gemara, kol avuda l'Rebbe l'Mesa. All Chatois avudais are always Mesa l'Rebbe. But certainly, according to Rebbe, and according to Shmuel, if the Pesach would be lost, If it was found before Chatzos, surely in that case, Roya, in that case we would say that it's Roya. So, how are we going to make Shmuel fit with Rebbe? Again, a little bit confusing, but one more time. Shmuel has said a statement. Kol shebechat is meisa, shlomim, the Pesach is brought as a shlomim. Kol shebechat is roya, the Pesach is brought as, the Pesach is also going to be roya. We're speaking in the case of where the chatas was niskapru. The bainim were niskapru. What was the case? It was a case of avuda. It's a case of avuda. The Gemara originally asked the question, that you see that the din is by the chatas, it's roya, and in the exact analogous case, the Pesach is brought as a shlomim. Says the Gemara, no, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. He holds like Rebbe, being the Rebbe says it's Mesa, that's why the Pesach is brought as a shlomim. In fact, the Gemara, if he holds like Rebbe, but in all cases of Avuda, the Chatas is Lamisa. So where will you ever have a case of Roya? So, Freg the Gemara, of call Avuda the Rebbe, Mesa, Vilu Pesach, Heich the Ovid Kedem Chatzais, Benimsa Kedem Chatzais, Roya. Surely in such a case, we would say Roya. Says the Gemara, Kedem Chatzais, Lav Ovid Hu. If it was lost before Chatzos, that's not even called that it was lost. And if it was lost and found before Chatzos, that's not called that it was lost at all. Meaning, when we say, oh, the carbon is lost, it's got to be lost at a time when there's some halachic significance. Let's say I have a carbon, and then I lose it for a moment, and I mafresh another one, and then I find it. And it's well before any period of any halachic significance whatsoever. That's not called that it has a shame avud. Koydim chatzayis lav avud. Let's just see it'll become clear. Kedirabad amarava avedas laila lav shma aveda. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says lav avudu vafilu hifrish acher tachtov koydim shnimtza lav avud hashiv. Damarava gabi hatas avedas laila. You lost it at night. The hifrish acher is tachtei b'layla. And you separated another one at night. V'nimtzas l'or haboiker. You find chatas number one, first thing in the morning. Afilu l'rebi lav l'misa ozla. Even Rebbe will agree that it's lav l'misa ozla. Ela l'ri'ia. Why? Hayo v'layla lav shasakrovi. It's not called a shasakrova. That's not called aveda b'chlal. So Ella Roya Rebbe Heich Mishkachas La. So what would be there? What would a case of Roya be according to Rebbe? Again, last Rashi, Roya Rebbe Bavudin Heich Mishkachas La. The Takeim Kolch Bechatas Roya. We ultimately were trying to find a case according to Rebbe. When will there be a Chatas which its din is to be Roya, about which we'll say by Pesach it's got a din to be Roya. El royal Rebbe Heich Mishkachas La, Ked Rabbi Shia, Dam Rabbi Shia, says Rabbi Shia, Hifrish Shtei Chatois, L'Achrayis. Person is very nervous that they're going to lose their Chatos. So what do they do? It's a bit of a question how this works. Tosfos has a discussion about this. But a person sets aside two Chatois. Person was Mechalel Shabbos B'Shogeg, they need to bring a Chatos, they're scared they're going to lose one of their Karbonos. They're Mafrish two Chatois. One of them will be the one which they use. One is l'achrayis. The din is miskaper ba'achas mehen, the shnia tira. One they will use is the chatas. That's the case about which Rebbe says yirad shiestayev. In other words, according to Rebbe, whenever there's a real issue of avud, it was lost at a time when there was halachic significance. Real halachic significance. And then it was found, lemisa. The only time Rebbe will say it's not lemisa, and it's roya, is when initially I was mafrish two chatais, and one of them was only a backup anyway. It's only a backup. So we say, shnia tira. It says, Rashi, l'achrayis, she'im teva da'achaz yavya chaverta, and so on. That is the case about which Rebbe said, Kol shebechatas roya, we will say about the Pesach also Raya. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. Va'ilu v'Pesach yagav nekariv shlomim. But again, in an analogous case like this, by Pesach, Rashi says 3 lines down, da'ainu meisa Pesach gomor shori lekacho frishve ein kandichui. In a similar case, the person says, I am scared I'm going to lose my Korban Pesach. I'm going to be mafresh 2 lambs for my Korban Pesach. And one of them he uses. The other one is not nidche. It's not like it was rejected. It's just that, you know, the guy is nervous. He might lose one. So he has a backup. It's not a rejection. So the other one can be used as a shlomim. So in your case, you're saying that what's the only case of Rebbe, of the case of a chatas, which is Roya. Okay, you found a case. You found a case where a person was mafresh a second chatas as a backup. But in the parallel case by Pesach, it wouldn't be Raya, it would be brought as a Shlomim. V'ayilu Pesach Yayam Mekar Shlomim. Says the Gemara, a total retraction. Ella, Shmuel is not going like Rebbe. Shmuel is going Krib Shimon Sfir Leid Arma Chameish Chateis Meses. There's never a case of Raya. There's never a case of Raya by Chatas. We're never going to say, Kol Shib Chatas Raya, Pesach Raya. No. He's going like Krib Shimon. Rav Shimon never makes that distinction. Ela Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Sfirlei Dama Chameish, Chateis, Meses. Preg the Gemara, what do you do with the second half of the statement of Shmuel? Vahar Rayel, Rav Shimon, Leslie, Klau. So, and Rashi speaks out directly across. Umay, he, the Ka'amar, Shmuel, Kol Shavachatis, Roya. If in fact, he's going like Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon does not discuss the scenario of Roya at all. It's only Chatas Meses. What's the second statement of Shmuel? And for the Gemara, you're right. Shmuel Nami Chadik Amar. He only said one statement. Kol Shibachatas Meses, Bepesach, Karev Shlomim. Full stop. Anytime you have a case where the Chatas is Mesa, whenever you have that, the Pesach will be brought as a Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashman Lafuki Midr Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar Eina Pesach Karav Shlomim Ella Shenimtza Acha Shchita. Pesach is only brought as a Shlomim if it's found post Shchita. Abol Kodim Shchita Loi, but if it's found before the Shchita, no. Alma Shchita Kava. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shchita is the point where we make the distinction as to whether it can be brought as a Shlomim or not. Kamashlon Shmuel. Like the Chatzais is Kava. The Shmuel is going like Rabbi Zeira, and the cutoff point is the point at which we assess. Was there a rejection? Was there not a rejection? Is not the Zman of Shchita, but rather it is the Zman of Chatzais. Okay, little bit tricky. It's the type of Gemara you need to see. The Gemara says, Lishnach Rina, again, the same question we're asking on Shmuel, when it comes to Chatas. We say that there's a din of Raya. Ve'ilu Pesach Hecha De'ovad, if the Pesach was lost, ve'nimtza Acha Chatzais, Kodim Shchita, Yekrib Shlomim, it could be brought as a Shlomim. Because we're going like Rabbi Zeira, and Chatzais is the cutoff point, and being that it wasn't around Chatzais, it wasn't rejected. If it wasn't rejected, if so, it can be brought as a shlomim. So you, Shmuel, said a statement that whenever the Chatas is Raya, the Pesach is Raya, and there the Chatas is Raya, and the Pesach is brought as a shlomim. So we say, no, Shmuel karabas virlei. The Chatzais is not the cutoff point, but rather, Shchit is the cutoff point. Shmuel karabas virlei dam shchit kava. Frag the Gemara of Ahom to come Rabbi Yechanan, Allah, Ein HaPesach Kariv Shlomim. As you see in Rabbi Yechanan, he says that Shchita is Kaveh Mechal V'Shmuel Sev Chatzais Kava. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Shmuel Kerebi Sfirilei. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. All of the Chatzais are Lemisa. Every Chatzais which is Avuda is Lemisa Azla. V'ha Kal Avuda and Rebbe Meisin. V'ilu Pesach Hechad Alei Avad Kedim Chatzais. V'nim Tzakedim Chatzais Roya. And so there is a case, there will be a case of Raya. No, Kesava Kedem Chatzais, Lav Avadu. If it's lost before Chatzais, that is not considered to be like it's lost. Kesava Chatzais Kava. And we will say that Shmuel holds that Chatzais is Kiveya.